Halacha, daf ayin beis amud aleph. Erevin perek dalet halacha zayin. The Rambam says five groups that were in one palace. If there was a mafsek between each chabura, a mechitza that reaches the roof, then the whole chabura is like as if they're in a room by themselves or in a leave of themselves. Therefore, they need bread from each chabura. If the mechitzas don't reach the roof, then it's one bread for all of them because they're all considered like one household and they don't have to bring each bread. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Ayin Sif Gimel says, five groups that camped or kept Shabbos in one palace and they were mechalakit with mechitzas. If they all pass one another, there's no entrance to the chutzar, only the outer one, and they all pass through him. You don't have to put an erev, only the two inner ones. And all the other ones are considered like beis shaar for them. And if each one had a doorway to the chutzar, and the Rambam says, or they don't pass one another, only each one has a pesach besuch to the beis shaar, that which in front of them, and the beis shaar is open to the chutzar. If the mechitza reaches the roof in three tefachim, each one is considered like living oneself, even if it's made out of curtains. If the nechutzar put the erev in one of them from the other brought the chutzar, each one has to, the chavura, the trakon has to put an erev. Where they put the erev in this palace, they don't have to give an erev at all, because they all live in this house. In the house where they leave the erev, they don't have to give an erev. So if there's no dwellers and other dwellers in the chutzah, they don't need an erev. If they divide it with mechitzas that don't reach the roof, even if the nechutzah put the erev in one of the other but the chutzah, it's enough with one erev for all five chaburas. The Rambam says, if some of them made a mechitzah, some of them didn't, those that made are divided, and those that didn't make are considered like mishatafim. And if they're diurim in the second floor mamish, even if the nechutzah put the erev in the traklin, each chabur has to put an erev. But someone who has a malamet or a scribe in his house, so to tamid that learn from the Rebbe and live in their house, each one their own room, even if each one has a pesach psuch to the chutz and eats and sleeps in his cheder, they don't aser. Says the Rambam, daf ayin beis on the beis, erev and perek dalet halacha beis, so to if they needed to make an erev for the anshe chutz acheres, one erev for all of them, and one bread bavad, they take it to the place where they make the erev in it. If the erev comes to them, they don't have to make an erev. Just like the house where you put the erev, that doesn't have to give the bread. Because all these houses are considered like one house. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siman Shin Ayin Sif Gimel. Five chaburas that camped and that kept Shabbos in the palace and they were divided. Chitzas, if they all pass one another, that there's no opening to the chutzar, only the outer one, and they all pass through him. You don't have to put an erev, only the two inner ones. And all the other ones are considered like a beis shaar for them. And if each one had a pesach psuch for the chutzar, or a moses, or they're not even one another, only each one has a pesach psuch to the beis shaar in front of them, and the beis shaar is open to the chutzar. If the mechitza reaches the roof, within three tefachim, that each one is considered dwelling by himself, even if it's made out of curtains. If the nechutzah put the erev in one of the other batei chutzar, each one of the chaburas v'traklin has to put an erev. But if they put the erev in this palace, they don't have to give another erev at all, because they all live in this house. In the house where they put the erev, they don't have to put an erev. So that there's no other dwellers in this chutzah, they don't have to give an erev. If they divide it with chitzah that doesn't touch the roof, even if the nechutzah put the erev in one of the other houses of the chutzah, it's enough with one erev for all five chaburas. The Rambam says if some made mechitzas and some didn't, those that made it are separated, and those that didn't make it considered mishutav. If the dwellers in the second floor, even if the nechutzah put the erev in the palace, each chabura has to put an erev. But someone has a malama that is safe from the house, sota tavid, and learn from the Rebbe, and they live in the house, each one lives in their own room, even if each one has an opening to the chutz, and each one eats and sleeps in the cheder, they don't answer one another. The Rambam erev in perek dalet halacha dalet says five that collected the erev to take it to the place where they put the erev. When they take it, they don't have to put it, only those five, only one bread. Since they collect, they all become like one house. Says the Shulchan Aruch erev in perek dalet, the Rambam erev in perek dalet halacha vav. Brothers, that each one has a house by themselves and not same from their father's table, so that the women are slaves that are not same from the husband's table or their master completely, but they eat on their own table based on the paychecks that they work for certain days. It's like this eating by his friend a week or a month. If there's no other dwellers, they don't have to make an erev. If they made an erev with another chutzar, it's one erev for all of them. If the erev comes to them, they don't have to give bread. If the urine was with them in the chutzar, you need bread for each one, just like the other people in the chutzar, because they're not samach al shulchan echad always. The Rebbe said, this piski wrote instead of the piski in the Mishnah, achas shutu sha'ech al shulchan avim, and sleep on their own house, they need erev for each one. And the Gemara blives when they accept a stipend, and it doesn't like this way on the Kabbalah Pras, the Bryce says, that, but that's what Nashor Wadim, it's Pirish Bukhav Pras, that the father and the husband and the master give them parnosim, and they eat in their own house. Since they're designed from one place, and they eat in their own house, it's considered chaluk of mixes, but unified the mixes. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Ayin Sif hay. Someone eats in one place and sleeps in another place. The makom of his eating is the ikar. That's where he asks. Therefore, brothers that eat in their father's home and sleep in their own houses don't aser. If he gives them a stipend, they eat in their houses, they aser. That's dafka when the chatzah put the erev in one place. But if the bnei shar chatzah put the erev in one of these houses, or there isn't any other dwellers in the chatzah, they don't have to make an erev. The Rambam, Erevin, Perek Dalad, Halacha Ches, says, someone is in his chatzah of his friend, a guardhouse that many people walk through, or a porch, or a mepeset, or a house of cattle, or a straw house, or a house of wood, or a storage, he doesn't ask him until he's with him in the chatzah, a makam dira, that he's soymechan to eat his bread. Then it will be asked him until he makes an erev in the bread. A makam dina doesn't ask him. Therefore, if he was kaveh a makam to eat in the beis shar, or in the chsad, or mepeset, doesn't ask him because it's not a makam dira. Last halacha, rachayim simashin ayin sef aleph, someone sleeps in the beis shar, Nachsajim or Pesas Nachatsa doesn't ask the Nachatsa because they're next to the deer. But someone lives in a straw house or in a house of wood, in a house of cattle or a storage house, he does Asa. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Ayin Beis.